I'm Marshall Terry, 90.7 WFAE News. The U.S. Justice Department and the North Carolina Attorney General filed suit in federal court yesterday against Carolina's healthcare system, the Charlotte area's largest healthcare provider. They argue that CHS's contracts with insurance companies drive down competition. WFAE's Duncan McFadden joins me now with more. Good morning, Duncan.
Hi, Marshall.
So how does the government say these contracts are bad for consumers?
Well, at issue here is a practice in contracts called steering. That's what it's called when insurance companies offer lower out-of-pocket costs to sort of steer customers toward cheaper providers. And the Justice Department says the contracts Carolina's healthcare system has with four insurance companies, specifically its contracts for inpatient care, would punish those companies if they were to steer their customers to lower-cost competitors. In some cases, the contracts would allow CHS to stop accepting that company's insurance and deny their customers access to the health system until the steering ends. Now, the suit says that's driven up healthcare costs in the Charlotte region.
So how many people does this affect then?
It's four insurance companies that cover 85% of insurance customers in the 12-county Charlotte region, according to the lawsuit. And with CHS being the region's largest healthcare provider, the government argues that it's unfairly controlling the market. Here's North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper.
When you consolidate and when you have a larger and larger share of the market, you have more power. And in this particular situation, I think insurance companies believe that they've got to make sure that this company is included in their coverage for their patients.
And the lawsuit describes it this way. CHS controls about 50% of the market. Its closest competitor, Novant Health, has less than half of CHS's revenue.
So what's been the response from CHS?
Well, they take issue with just about everything we've gone through here in the lawsuit. CHS says the language is standard industry practice. It's found in contracts around the country. Yet an attorney that's working on the case for them, Jim Cooney, wouldn't confirm that the specific language in the lawsuit is in any of CHS's contracts. He says the antitrust suit is just off base.
So we just believe fundamentally that the government is wrong when they say that somehow the Carolinas healthcare system is capable of imposing its will on United Healthcare or Blue Cross Blue Shield or these other large insurance companies.
What is the lawsuit demanding, Duncan?
Well, it's pretty simple. They want CHS to stop, remove these steering contract provisions. They want CHS to be prevented from retaliating or threatening to retaliate against insurers for engaging in steering or attempting to steer their customers. And also, which is kind of standard legal language, they want their costs in this action to be included in any judgment in their favor.
And quickly, what comes next?
Well, Roy Cooper suggested he's still open to keeping this from going to trial, but he also said filing a lawsuit was his and the Justice Department's last resort in the matter. In order to keep it from going to trial, CHS would have to drop the language from its contracts and immediately end this practice. And obviously, the health system hasn't given any indication it's willing to do that.
WFAE's Duncan McFadden, thank you.
You're welcome, Marshall.